The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, February 6, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel received Igor Sechin, CEO of Russian oil company Rosneft, on Saturday afternoon. Previously, they had also met during the visit of the head of state to the Russian Federation in November 2022. After the revolution, Díaz-Canel welcomed Igor Sechin, whom he asked to convey his greetings to President Vladimir Putin and express his gratitude for understanding Cuba's situation. For his part, Igor Sechin conveyed his president's greetings to the Cuban government and people and stated that Putin directly and personally supervises all issues and questions concerning cooperation between Russia and Cuba. Before this meeting, the executive director of the Russian oil company Rosneft held an exchange with Deputy Prime Minister Ricardo Cabrizas, in which they reviewed issues related to cooperation relations, especially in the energy sector. Historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Raúl Castro, ratified that the homage of Cuba and its people to Hugo Chávez will be to accompany and follow him always. At the closing of the World Encounter for the Validity of the Revolutionary Leader's Bolivarian Thought, the Army General of the Caribbean Island highlighted that Chávez and his comrades in struggle shook our continent and impacted the contemporary history of our America. Raúl highlighted that we have been marked by Chávez and witnessed the aggressions and the economic war to overthrow the Bolivarian process, but also, he said, we have proudly witnessed that the Venezuelan people have known how to defend their conquest and not let them down. He stressed that we have also witnessed Nicolás Maduro's leadership to continue Chávez's work and his capacity to resist and overcome. He assured that Cuba was and will be at the side of the Venezuelan people, at the side of Maduro, and of the civic military union of the Bolivarian and Chavista people. The head of the Palestinian-Iranian Friendship Association, Mohamed Al-Buhaisi, praised Cuba's historic solidarity with the Palestinians and their just cause during his meeting this Sunday with the Cuban ambassador to Syria, Luis Mariano Fernandez. He also expressed gratitude to Havana for having its doors open for thousands of Palestinians to graduate from its universities and become professionals in health or other academic specialties. Al-Buhaisi expressed his people's and government's respect for Cuba and its symbols, and that images of Ernesto Che Guevara and Fidel Castro are in every home of the Palestinians inside the occupied territories or in the diaspora. In turn, the head of the Cuban diplomatic mission underlined the brotherly relations with Palestine and reaffirmed the unwavering support for the just struggle to recover their legitimate rights. The Cuban Civil Aviation Corporation, SA, reported there were no injuries during the emergency landing made by a Southwest aircraft at the Jose Marti International Airport in the Cuban capital. In a note published on its Facebook page, the company said that at 12:05 local time, during the takeoff process, the Southwest Boeing 737 bound for Port Lauderdale detected failures in one of its engines. Faced with this situation, the crew followed the established procedure and authorized its landing at the Havana Air Terminal, where the passengers were evacuated and are in good condition. The entity clarified that the causes that originated this event are under investigation. Users on social networks shared photos and images of the incident, which show the performance of the Cuban Fire Department and the presence of ambulances and other support units. Cuba guarantees the right of its citizens to exercise active suffrage, established in the electoral law, which allows those who are over 16 years old and with legal capacity to go to the polls. In the Caribbean nation, the vote is free, equal, direct, and secret, and as an essential characteristic, all persons are included in the electoral registry. According to the 2019 law, Cuban citizens, including members of the army institutions, once they are 16 years old, if they are in full enjoyment of the civil and political rights, may participate as voters in municipal and national elections, referendums, and plebiscites that are called. In order to do so, they must have effective residence in the country for a period of not less than 2 years prior to the elections. Only those who, due to a disability, are judicially restricted in the exercise of their legal capacity, those judicially disqualified, and those who do not comply with the requirement of residence in the country are limited to exercise this right. It is vital that the electoral registry be based on the principles of public and permanent character, which allows not only the systematic updating of the data of the citizens with electoral rights, but also the possibility of knowing their information, requests to correct, modify, or update it. And in the international agenda, we have that the National Council of Private Enterprise, CONEP, announced that more than 1,000 businessmen from Ibero-America will meet in the Dominican Republic as part of the 28th Ibero-American Summit of Heads of State and Government. In a press release, the president of the council, Celso Marranzini, said that the meeting will take place on March 23 and 24 at the Sans Souci Convention Center in the Dominican capital. Marranzini added that the event will provide content with indisputable value to work for business innovation, competitiveness in global markets, economic growth, and sustainable and equitable social development. Meanwhile, Latin America is positioned as one of the best represented regions at the Sharjah Biennial 15, United Arab Emirates, which this year pays tribute to its founder, Okui Enwizer. More than 150 artists and groups from 70 countries exhibit around 300 works in the most diverse formats at the event, considered the third largest in this Gulf nation. Among them are Latin American women, such as Cuban-American Maria Magdalena Campos Pons, Argentine Gabriela Golder, Peruvian Flavia Gandolfo, and Boris Salcedo from Colombia, among others. The Biennial proposes a transcultural universe in which the artists present perspectives on nation, tradition, ethnicity, gender, body, and imaginary, which can be appreciated in several venues spread over five cities in the Emirate of Sharjah, known for being a cultural center in the region and named Arab Capital of Culture in 1998 by UNESCO. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.